I am Jeanette Hillary with the League of Women Voters of Boulder County. We all know the saying, there ought to be a law, but how does it come about? How does a bill in the Colorado legislature become a law? We're going to start with a bill being introduced in the Colorado House. That means a representative is introducing it. It is introduced in the House, given a number, and first reading by the House clerk. The Speaker of the House refers it to a committee. The committee hears and votes on this bill. This is where the public can participate and attend. There will be testimony, and there may be amendments. The committee reports, and the bill is sent for second reading and a voice vote on the floor of the House. There may be more amendments, and there is debate on the floor. Again, the public can always be corresponding either through email or phone calls to their representatives, but they are not allowed public information at that point. Third reading and final passage may have more debate and the vote is recorded. If the bill passes, it moves to the Senate. The first reading in the Senate is by the Senate clerk, who introduces the bill, and it is referred to a committee by the Senate president. The committee hears and votes on the bill. Again, this is where the public can attend and give testimony or provide written testimony. The committee submits a report and sends the bill for second reading to the Senate floor, where more debate and amendments are possible. There is a voice vote. Third reading and final passage may have more debate, but the final vote is recorded. If the bill is the same version in each house, then it is sent to the governor. If the governor signs it, it becomes a law. If the governor fails to sign within 10 days during the session or within 30 days of the General Assembly adjourning, or it is vetoed, but the bill is repassed in both the House and the Senate by 2/3 vote of all members, it becomes a law. If amendments have been made to the bill in either house, it must go back to both houses to accept or reject them. If the first house accepts, then the bill goes to the governor for his signature. If the first house rejects amendments, then a conference committee composed of members from both houses is selected, and they attempt to iron out differences. If they reach agreement, it is sent to both houses to accept and then referred to the government. If no agreement is reached, the bill is considered dead. More information on the Colorado General Assembly, its bills and meeting schedules, can be accessed on their website, ledge.colorado.gov. For information about the League of Women Voters of Boulder County, you can find us on Facebook or our website, lwvbc.org.